You're tuned into Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. The community of Haines has experienced two disasters at the same time, the rains that brought a deadly mudslide on top of the coronavirus pandemic. But ever since the COVID threat emerged, the Tlingit Haida Central Council has been working hard to take their emergency response capabilities to the next level. And when the Haines disaster struck, they were ready to mobilize. Rhonda McBride, who will soon be a regular host of Juno Afternoon, as well as the producer, talked with Richard Peterson, the president of Tlingit Haida, and Jason Wilson, the council's incident commander, about the tribes quick to offer a helping hand to Haines. Peterson said it was an unexpected silver lining.
When we headed into this pandemic, one of the things that I wanted to see is that we came out stronger on the other side of this. And we had formed our Tribal Emergency Operations Center. Jason became our incident commander and recommended hiring Corey Padrone, who is one of our VPSOs, and his background in education was in emergency planning and response. And so we did that. Corey quickly started working with other EOCs, and through meetings with other tribes, everybody was getting their own CARES Act money. And so we wanted to make sure that we were responsive, but also being ready for other emergencies, whatever they might be, as we've seen some of these issues happen over the years. Last year, we saw no ferry service to some of our communities. You know, our communities aren't poor, but they were cut off and not having the resources. So we wanted to create kind of that base of operations. We bought a brand new shop here in town. We were able to stage out of, and with Jason's leadership and the TEOC team, we had, as soon as this emergency happened in Haines, we quickly, Jason called an emergency meeting. We came together and they had kind of a punch list of what they knew needed to happen and who they needed to contact. We're quickly in contact with both Haines and Kluckwan. And it was pretty awesome. You know, nobody wants a disaster. My heart goes out for the community. But it was awesome for us that we were able to quickly respond and be able to provide some support.
So yeah. What exactly were you able to do? And apparently you beat the Red Cross because you were organized for this.
This is Jason Wilson. I have to tell you, the ability to respond so quickly was a testament to the team, but also to the leadership that we have with President Peterson and our other vice presidents, and recognizing that really we should have this Tribal Emergency Operations Center in place. Having that in place allowed us to respond so quickly. We were able to hold the meeting. We were able to assess what the needs would be for the community and then quickly put those things, those items and those assets together. We were able to, that evening, I believe it was Thursday evening, contact an organization that we use their boat. They were on their way to Juneau from Sitka. We were able to load that boat up. I believe it was late Thursday night, leaving Friday afternoon, and arrived Friday evening into Haines. So we were able to respond pretty quick with some good assets. We quickly identified looking at shelter, bedding, sleeping bags, clothing. We purchased a bunch of sweatpants and sweats, socks, as well as food and water.
So let me ask you this. Was this help available to everyone in Haines, not just tribal members?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Ma'am. You know, our motto is healthy tribes make healthy communities. And we're all in this together, especially when you live in rural Alaska, an emergency happens and say, oh, we're going to help you, not you. Oh, we'll help you, not you. That's just not going to work. And so we quickly had decided some of the funding allows that anyways. We got outside funding. So we're all in this together and we need to hold each other up. That's our tribal value. And that means our neighbors and our allies too. And so I was very glad that we were able to help in a broad sense. One of the things that we also brought is we had a front end loader and we were able to bring that up there, and an operator that was able quickly join the DOT in Haines and started removing debris and making it accessible, you know, for vehicles, which I think they're still dealing with. One of the things I'd like to say too, Rhonda, is this is going to take a while for them to recover. So a lot of outpouring, a lot of support. Our hearts go out to a community who did end up losing two people. one is too many in our communities. It hurts. But I want to encourage people with their giving hearts to continue to keep Haynes in your prayers and keep giving, because it's going to be a long time thing. And there's, if you go to the Haynes Borough website, they have ways that you can give. Clinkett and Haida is on that list. You can give to us, and 100% of the funds gathered will go to Haynes. We will not keep any administrative costs or anything. This money is desperately needed for their community. That infrastructure has to be rebuilt up.
So, Jason, how much has been raised, and how have you been putting that money to use?
So up to this point, the last briefing that I received was a little over $40,000 had been raised. This can be an ongoing thing, but what people don't understand, it's not just the road system. It's not just the airport that was flooded. People's homes were flooded, and that's going to take a lot of work to repair. Anytime you get moisture in a home, there's worry about mold, and then the health that comes from that. So there's a lot of damaged homes that we're going to have to help figure out how to repair those so people are living in a healthy place.
So, Jason, how do you feel about the tribe being able to be there in a time of need for people?
I can't even tell you how proud I am of our organization and their ability to do this. I mean, this is exactly why the TEOC was formed, to be able to respond to this. It's really interesting. It's not just Haynes that we responded to, although this is the emergency that we're dealing with at the point, but we're also dealing with COVID. We also had the rains within Juneau, which flooded a few of our own organizational buildings. We were also responding and communicating with the community of Ketchikan while we were in Haynes, as they were looking at a potential emergency themselves with all the rainfall. They were looking at an overflow of their dam, which creates many issues. So we were already in contact with them in preparations, if that happened, to be able to respond to them as well.
President Peterson, you said that before this incident occurred, as you were planning for the pandemic, that you had sort of a vision of how you could take things to a new level through this.
Well, actually, we did. This is actually exactly the things we talked about. Flooding's not new. This is kind of at an epic level. You know, you remember a couple of years ago, it happened to Sitka, Prince of Wales. Homes were damaged. There were lives lost in Sitka because of this quake and tsunami warning. We have fires. What happens if a school burns down in a community? You know, some of those really important infrastructures. We want to be prepared to respond. We've bought a building. We've outfitted it. We can take donations year-round and store non-perishable and dry goods, and then being prepared. And I have to put a shout out to Angoon Community Association, the tribe there. Through their efforts, they've been doing food drives and things, and they bought trucks, outfitted, you know, refrigerator trucks and things. And our folks reached out to them immediately, and without a hesitation, their tribal council voted to support us using their truck because it was here in Juneau. And we were prepared to rent it, and they gave it up rent free because, you know, that's our values here in Southeast, and we want to hold each other up. Our communities are intertied. And, you know, we have a clan system that goes back a millennia, and we want to uphold those values. And I think we're prepared to do that now. And it was really gratifying for me when, you know, we're talking to mayors, we're talking to tribal presidents, and we're able to offer some assistance. You know, we're not there to do it for them. We're not there to step on toes, but we're a resource that they can reach out to and use and utilize. And that's what we want to be. You know,
I just have to ask you this, it's only been in recent years that tribal recognition is starting to come to the forefront. A few years back, the state wouldn't even acknowledge tribes for many things. How does this feel to be at this point?
Honestly, there's some gratification there. Nobody wants these disasters. We never want loss of life. But it is gratifying that when it does happen, the tribes are able to step up, and we're recognized for that capacity and that leadership and our role. I think we're bringing that to the table, and people are seeing that. All I care is that we were able to reach out and help. And, you know, I have a lot of friends and family in Haynes and Clukwan. Clukwan, thank God, didn't suffer anything like Haynes did, but, you know, they're not far removed. They're all tied together. we were standing ready to support them if the need arose. And we did offer some support, and we've provided a little bit of support to them. But I'm really proud of Klukwan, a small village. They have their own emergency operations center. They step up. They're taking care of what they need to. And now they're offering support to Haines and people there too. So again, I think as we build this capacity and that Clinkin Haida is that resource, you're going to see the small village tribes really build up their capacity. And I think we're going to create a network that is really ready and able to respond in any emergency.
Well, I want to thank you both, Jason Wilson, the incident commander, and President Richard Peterson, president of the Central Council of the Tlingit Haida and Indian Tribes of Alaska. Thanks very much. And I'm sure the people of Haines are very grateful you were able to step up.